Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond to make them famous. Our show today is brought to you by the Hatchett Firm. For years, you've seen her on television as Judge Hatchett. Now she is stepping beyond the bench to fight for you, the name you trust, the results you deserve. They can be reached at 1-844-428-2438. Look for Judge Glenda Hatchett and the Hatchett Firm in the next edition of People You Need to Know magazine. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Valerie Randolph with the Randolph Insurance Agency about the easiest ways to create generational wealth. Our guest today is a graduate of Tuskegee University and has been in the insurance field for more than 25 years. She is the owner of the Randolph Insurance Agency located in Cobb County, Georgia. Her agency helps people protect the things that are important, like family, home, car, boat, and more. They also offer products which can help you with your financial goals. We're so honored to have on the phone today Atlanta's queen of creating generational wealth, Miss Valerie Randolph. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio. Well, it seems like Valerie is not here yet, so she should be on in just a moment. So in the meantime, want all the listeners to know out there that we're so excited to have Judge Glenda Hatchett as a part of the People You Need to Know magazine family of first-class women business owner professionals right here in Metro Atlanta. So if you're interested in becoming famous, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. That number once again is 770-460-5995. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at PYNTK. You can log on to our website at sparkplugpeople.com. Sparkplugpeople.com. Right now, we're waiting for Miss Valerie Randolph with the Randolph Agency. She's going to be speaking with us this morning about the easiest way to create generational wealth. She's been out there on Windy Hill Road for many, many years. I've known Valerie for at least 20 years, and so I'm always excited about having an opportunity to speak with her one-on-one about the topic, insurance, because as we all know, we can never have enough insurance to be covered, and Valerie likes to talk about creating generational wealth, so we're going to give her an opportunity to do just that this morning. So bear with us while we're waiting for Ms. Valerie Randolph with the Randolph Agency located in Cobb County, Georgia. Let's see if Valerie's going to call in here to begin this 9 o'clock radio interview. We're hoping that she can call in just a moment, and we can get this interview underway. As I mentioned earlier, Valerie Randolph, she is a graduate of Tuskegee University and has been in the insurance field for more than 25 years. She is the owner of the Randolph Insurance Agency located in Cobb County, Georgia. Her agency's main focus is on protecting the things that are important to you, like your family, your home, your car, your boat, and more. They also offer products which can help you with your financial goals. Well, I hope Ms. Randolph pops up here on the screen in just a second to share with you the easiest way to create generational wealth. Once again, listeners, we're waiting for Ms. Valerie Randolph with the Randolph Insurance Agency to speak about the easiest way to create generational wealth. We're hoping she's going to be here in just a moment. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. There's Ms. Valerie Randolph. So we're so honored to have on the phone today Atlanta's queen of creating generational wealth. Ms. Valerie Randolph, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Valerie, we've been waiting on you, so we want to get right into it, okay?
All righty.
Valerie, tell us, why is creating generational wealth so important to building a family legacy?
Because it's the foundation for everything that we do. Generational wealth changes our society in so many different ways. It's unbelievable. We've got children killing each other over tennis shoes, stealing cars, things of that nature. But when great-granddaddy leaves granddaddy, that granddaddy leaves daddy, and daddy leaves to his kids, it tells them something very important is that we care, that we're trying to make our lives better, not only just for today, but for future.
All right. Well, how do you create generational wealth and still live a comfortable life?
To start focusing on financial planning. And not focusing so much on the things that we see, the intangible things that depreciate so quickly. Most people, we live in a capitalistic society and everything is built around consumption. But if we start focusing on our finances, the things that we can pass on, the things that you really can't see, then those are the things that are going to last. Life insurance is basically the foundation of all of our financial planning. It is not a tool It's not a tool as we would see like stocks, bonds, or things of that foundation. But it is basically the foundation to do all of those other things. It's a start. A lot of people think that they can't afford life insurance. Life insurance is not a costly method. You know, the average consumer, they have one extra car more than the people that are in their household. But our community, a lot of people don't have life insurance because they say they can't afford it. But life insurance is very, very affordable. It's basically we can't afford not to have it.
All right. Well, life insurance has been the easiest way, Valerie, to create generational wealth in America for generations now. Why has this been the case for so long?
Well, I think I'm a product of the 60s. That's during the time when we had a great, great sense of community. We relied on each other for so many things. Because of the inexpensive nature of life insurance, that's one of the reasons why it's such an easy situation to create generational wealth. Depending upon your tax bracket, it's the easiest form of way of putting assets into the household without them being taxed. But like I said, it all depends upon your tax situation. So that is basically why it's the easiest way to create generational wealth.
Valerie, what is it about life insurance and generational wealth that most people just don't seem to understand fully?
Well, the ease of obtaining it and why it's so important. Sometimes we as a community fail to understand things that are intangible. If we can't see it, we don't value it. So we don't take the time to understand it. You know, just like with books will take your mind to places that sometimes your body can't go. So therefore we tend to not take the time to really understand it because it's something that's written on a piece of paper. It's not something that basically we can go outside of the house and we can feel and we can touch and we can smell. So that's why we don't take the time to understand the intricacies of it and the powerful nature that life insurance can bring to the family.
Well, when is the best time to buy life insurance for generational wealth?
When you are young. When you can basically set the pace for ensuring your insurability. And what I mean by that is that when you're young, basically you're in the best health of your life. As time goes on, things change. The mind changes. The body changes. So therefore, life insurance is based upon your mortality table, how much longer you have to live. So the younger you get life insurance, the less expensive it is.
Okay. Are elderly people or people who are in poor health still able to buy life insurance for generational wealth?
Not so much for generational wealth because, again, you're going back into the mortality table and you're going back into statistics of how long that insurance company thinks that person has to live, to be honest with you. And more life insurance that's purchased by the elderly or people in poor health is basically for final expenses, so that doesn't become a expense to the family that they leave behind. It's very difficult to get adequate life insurance when you reach, you know, older age or you do have certain health conditions. But you are able to purchase health insurance, but for different reasons.
Okay. Well, what is the best kind of life insurance to buy for creating generational wealth? Is it term, whole life, cash building, or are there any other policies you'd like to recommend?
Well, every type of life insurance was created for a specific reason. It is not my philosophy that there is one better type of life insurance, one is better than the other, because each of us have different needs at different points of our life. So one product may be better for one person than the other. So you have to assess that person, that financial person must assess their client's needs, and then the decision is made as to what product is best for that family.
Okay. So tell us briefly, what's the difference between term and whole life?
The basic difference between term is just what that name term says. It's for a specific period of time. Term insurance basically is the less expensive version of life insurance, depending upon how you look at it. And there are different variables for that term, whether it be a 10-year term, 15-year term, 20-year term, or a 30-year term. On the other side, whole life is a policy that's designed to pay. Basically, you cannot outlive the policy, and it must be funded properly. It has a higher investment portion that you must put into the policy. And what I mean by investment, not so much for it's your contribution to that policy that would make that policy last until
its maturity date. And
your phone's
kind of
going out, Valerie. Your phone's
Oh, okay.
Going out.
I'm sorry. It's the VoIP system. But basically, whole life policies are designed to pay. And term is basically renting. You're renting insurance.
Okay. And so.
You hear that last portion?
Yes. And so
okay.
Whole life is designed to pay. In term,
yes.
So it's more of you're kind of renting it.
Yeah. Whole life, either it's going to pay the named insured if they lived into the maturity period, or they're going to pay the beneficiary. Somebody is going to get paid.
So what's like the price difference? Is it term is more affordable? What about whole life? Is it more expensive, or is it in the middle, or what?
Well, I wouldn't say either of them is expensive based upon what the need of that client is. You
okay.
know, you always have to look at that client's budget and see, one, what is affordable at that particular time. That's why needs analysis is so important. You know, I hear many, many things from consumers as far as, oh, that's too expensive. Oh, you know, I didn't think it would cost that much. Or I went to this seminar and I think this product is better than the other. The whole basis is one has to find out what product is best for them. And one product may be better for you, but that same product may not be better for your friend because they could be in a totally different type of situation. But each product was designed for a purpose. So that's why it's so important that you sit down in front of your financial planner or your life insurance agent or whomever and let them design a plan that's best for you.
Well, tell us briefly about cash building policies.
Basically, cash building policies, and that is a consumer term. Whole life as well as different forms, mind you, every product that has a cash building portion of it is a version of term and whole life. Every other product is built upon those two products. And whole life as well as universal life as also variable life, all of those policies have a cash building portion to it. That's how those policies are able to stay in force until the maturity time arrives because that cash value offsets that expense in order that policy maintains itself until the maturity date.
All right. Valerie, what is the number one question to ask your insurance agent regarding generational wealth creation?
There's that number one question. The most important thing is that your insurance agent ask you more than the question of how much life insurance do you want to purchase, and this is the least expensive, and this one is more. If you ever sit down with someone and they don't ask you the questions about your family, what your goals and objectives are, talk to you about your budget, talk to you about your short-term goals, long-term goals, in your whole financial planning and sit down and do a needs analysis with you, then something is wrong because they have not assessed your situation. And one has to take the time in order to let someone assess your situation. The average consumer takes more time in buying a house and a car than they take to plan their financial future. So when the question of life insurance comes into play in the household, assess some time so that you can spend some quality time Doing your due diligence about life insurance products. Find out about the person that you're entrusting to analyze your situation. So there has to be a commitment on both parts. That final financial representative or that life insurance agent has to be qualified to do the assessment, and they have to be given the courtesy from the consumer to take the time to have their situation assessed.
All right. Well, Valerie, tell us in the few moments we have left before we get to your contact information, what inspired you to become passionate about insurance?
Well, like I said, I'm a product of the 60s, and the one thing I can remember back when I was growing up, my grandmother used to have these things called croaker sacks, and she was a seamstress, and she used to make these little pockets that she placed on the croaker sacks all of our life insurance policies in. And my grandmother had life insurance on all her kids, and when she had a grandkid, she would always get life insurance policies on them. And my grandmother also owned a cemetery. She was very, very, it was very important to her that each of her family members had life insurance. So when my grandfather, when I was older and my grandfather passed, I was looking through my grandmother's life insurance policies. And mind you, I'm an only child, so I was very, very close to my grandmother, and she had one daughter, which was my mother. And I was going through my grandfather's policies, and she had several. And based upon my grandmother's philosophy, I always thought that he had a lot of life insurance, or adequate life insurance, should I say. Not a lot, but adequate. But when I went through the policies, I know it was at least five or six, and they all added up to about $2,000. And my grandmother had been paying on these policies since I was a little girl. And I was so angry when I called up the different companies and inquired about the policies, because she had paid for the policies for many, many years. And I know she had exceeded the cost or the death benefit of the policies. And so this put a really, really bad taste in my mouth when it came to insurance companies, period. And I was talking to a very good friend who had got into the industry, and I was sharing this thing, and he said to me something that I'll never forget. He says, "Valerie, if you feel so passionate about it, why don't you do something about it?" He said, "The one thing that really disturbs me," he said, "is when people complain about a situation, but they aren't prepared to do anything about it." He says, "What I'm going to challenge you is to do something about it." And that stuck with me. So at the time, I was working for another company in a totally different industry. And this insurance company came to my place of business to have a seminar. And I was standing at the back, and I was listening to the lady make a presentation, and I met with her after. And one thing that led to the next, I had an interview, and I was hired. And that was 25 years ago.
Right.
And ever since then, it's been my mission. Whether people choose to obtain products from me, it's just to give me an opportunity to put them in a better position as a consumer to make adequate choices about their financial future and securing their financial future. And that's how I've built my business. That's what I stand on. And I've been blessed over the last 25 years to amass some wonderful clients. And they have basically told the story of what they've been able to do through my agency. And I'm very grateful for that. And that's how I built my business, and that's what the mission that I stand on.
All right. Well, congratulations on 25 years in business as well. Before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, Sparkplug, you know, I've known you for a very, very long time, and you've always impressed me with the quality of the product that you put out. You differentiate yourself in the industry upon the quality, and that has always impressed me from the day that you started. And so that's why I've chosen, because basically we do have the same philosophy. It's not about the quantity, it's all about the quality. That's how you get the quantity.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, I'm located at 1995 Wendy Hill Road, Suite 5 in Smyrna, Georgia. My office number is 770-435-7667. That's 770-435-7667. You can also go to my website at www.allstate.com/Valerie Randolph. And my email is ValerieRandolph@allstate.com.
All right. Ms. Valerie Randolph with the Randolph Insurance Agency, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm honored, Sparkplug, that you would have me on your program today.
All right. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter light on women business owners here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other publication on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio.